Hi, aloha, and welcome to Spiritual Bootcamp, where today I want to be talking to you about the law of assumption. I think that this law really confuses the heck out of most people, and because of that, I wanted to explain this on a much deeper level so that you could understand how to properly work with the law of assumption and how to navigate it and how to explain to yourself what it is that you're exactly doing. Hi, my name is Jennifer O'Neill. I am a spiritual coach and teacher, and I am excited to bring you as much info as possible. So if you like this video, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell notification. That being said, let's get into the law of assumption. Why I think that this is confusing for a lot of people is a couple different things. Number one, you're working with a bundled pack of laws. You're working with a bundled pack of universal laws. And instead of working with just the law of abundance or the law of allowing or that sort of thing, you're actually taking about five or six different laws when you're working with the law of assumption, and you're utilizing them all together. And so it creates this dynamic that sometimes is hard to wrap your brain around, which I'm going to get into for number two here, which is the next problem, which is how in the world do I act as if today something's happening that I want to happen in the future? Because if I was acting as if it was correct in the future today, then I wouldn't have a problem. And before we get into that, which I should have done first, is the law of assumption is actually acting as if something has already happened in your life, or acting as if that you feel a certain way. Now, let me explain that a little bit further. If you want to properly work with the law of assumption, how it would work is if you're not feeling financially stable, you would then go, okay, I need to get to a place where I'm feeling financially stable and bring that feeling into the current. I need to act as if and feel this financial stability. And that means if I can do that, then everything's going to work out, you know, in the future. That's the theory behind it, okay? Well, this creates a huge problem. Number one, if you could already pull that energy into it, you wouldn't be actively trying to be pulling the energy into the current, because you would already be doing it, and then there wouldn't be an issue, right? So actively trying to do it and thinking about it and actually doing it are very different things. The concept is there, but how do you do that if you've been feeling financially unstable for a very long time? How do you do that if you and your brain doesn't feel like an end, a light at the end of the tunnel, doesn't feel as if you can see a way to financial stability? And that's what hangs up a lot of people. How do I then act as if? What if you've never had that feeling before, so you don't even know how to relate to that feeling? What if, again, you don't see how that's going to unfold? And so you're then hung up on that. Like, how is that ever going to happen to me? Well, first of all, we have to get rid of anything that you know is going to happen in the future. Because when you're working with universal laws, you have to go with the unknown. There has to be a level of trust in the universal laws and how energy works. So your belief system is going to have to shift somewhat. You're not going to be able to go around thinking like everybody else and have like a calculated outcome of if I do X, Y, Z, then this is going to be the result. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't want to have a plan and you don't want to be working with X, Y, Z with the intention of a result, but thinking that it's specifically going to happen because you did X, Y, Z, that doesn't work. In fact, that actually hinders you, in my opinion, because any time that you go, okay, if I do these things, I'm striving for this specific goal, and if that doesn't happen, I'm going to be really upset. The interesting thing is if you do these same things and go, universe, I am being proactive. Here's what I'm doing. Let's see what you got for me, and let's see how you think that these things should manifest into my future life. That always works a million times better. I'm telling you right now, if you do not have any expectation on it and you just put it out there with a pure energy, a pure intent, and pure positivity, the universe is so much more creative than you could ever even think to be. I consider myself pretty dang smart. And I'll tell you what, I'm dumbfounded and mind blown by what the universe compiles for me when I just go, you know what? Here, I'm going to do these things, but you then bring back to me what you think would be a good, you know, return on my energetic investment here. And so I really have been mind blown every time. So it's getting to a point, and it should be getting to a point with you after you do it for a while, where you just trust in the universe's vision so much more than you trust in yours, that there is somewhat of a blind trust thing happening. In order to do that, it's really good to understand what multidimensional layering is as far as time goes. That's another very huge key component to dealing with the law of assumption and truthfully to deal with healing and all kinds of other aspects of your life. This multidimensional time frame stuff absolutely comes up during blocks and during health issues. I see it all the time when I'm working with the spiritual health mapping technique that I do with people, when I'm clearing their energy and getting them more aligned, and they actually start healing and they start seeing some major progress. So I'll put the link down below for you to check that out as well. But this absolutely comes into play. And to tell you the truth, that's where I seen it come into play even more importantly than manifesting any other things like material things or things of that nature into your life. The health perspective, as far as mental health, anxiety, depression, that sort of thing, physical health, ailments. The way that this multidimensional layering works is incredibly crazy and cool and so impactful that it is really important that you understand why it's impactful and what's happening with your life. So I'm going to explain a little bit of that for you. Multidimensional time frame layering means that we have layers of dimensional time frames concurrently happening at this moment in time. The way that your brain usually works is you think about the past as if, okay, maybe that might be a different dimension back here. However, I also have a different dimensional future self, and then I have this different dynamic as in my current self. So usually people in their brains will categorize their past, their present, and their future differently. Like, this already happened, so it's over here and it existed in the past. Currently things are happening right at this moment, but the future hasn't happened and formed yet, so it's not even really on my radar. It's going to eventually unfold. Well, here's the key to multidimensional time frame layering. It's not happening in the future, in the past. Everything is happening in the concurrent time frame, the current time frame. I mean, they're happening concurrently. So the past, the present, and or the past, the present, and the future, they are all concurrently happening at this moment in time. Okay, this is very, very important for you to understand. They layer and make another frequency. Okay, so this layering creates this frequency that you are then working from day to day, all the time. Now, what that's like is you want to imagine it like you take a composer and you have like a violin and you have a trumpet and you have a guitar or something, and they are all, while playing different music, they come together and create a song. Your past, your present, and your future, while that they hold a different type of frequency, they come together to create a very strong frequency. And the way that you navigate your frequency is in the present, okay? Always. You always are working with navigating your frequency from now, this moment in time, always. So where that can become a hindrance and a problem, but also a gift, is that's why a lot of people don't understand when they're working with healing and healing their body or healing a relationship or getting better, and they're not. That's why they don't understand that this past, what they consider their past, their childhood, their teenage years, whatever, a past relationship, these things, if they're not resolved, they become a part of your current frequency as if it is all happening to you at this very moment in time. Things that have happened to you when you were five is happening to you at this very moment in time in your frequency. Things that happened to you in your 20s is happening to you at this very moment in time in your current frequency. But also, to take that one step further, things that are happening in your future, which is really kind of a mind puzzle, is also concurrently happening at this moment in time. And that is exactly why it is very important for you to take something that you would desire, a feeling that you would desire, and you bring it into the present moment, because the present moment is where the future is, the future frequency is stemming from. Okay, so it's not like you put it out there, it boomerangs out there and comes back, which is a nice visual, but it's a consistent transmissional frequency. Just like your past is a consistent transmissional frequency. And that's why when we work with healings, I work with healings, I'm working with that live frequency that you have to your past. And we're adjusting that, which is a really cool concept and it works really well. Same can go for your future. This live frequency that's going to your future, we can work with that and alter that in the present moment. But in order to do that, we need to kind of trick our brain somewhat so that we can then feel the frequency, then allow that live frequency to move forward. And so then, how do you get there? Because we're working with the law of assumption, we're not talking about the past, we're talking about the future. How do you get there? Well, there's some good tricks that I can walk you through, which I do on the Law of Assumption meditation. So that is already uploaded. I will leave a link for you here. So I actually did a guided Law of Assumption meditation to help you merge with that future energy and to help bring that into the current. And there is a technique that you can work with that, again, I did this with you on the Law of Assumption meditation, where you actually align with some of your future self, that future frequency. You can actually move forward on this multidimensional timeline, feel something positive or some stability or something, whatever it is that you're striving for, you can feel where you're at in your future self and you can pull that into your present. And the weird thing is, once you start communicating with your future self, which sounds a little bit odd, but it is the most fabulous technique ever. When you start communicating with your future self and you start making this relationship between that future frequency and where you're at today, you can get a lot of guidance and reassurance in that manner. And that's why I wanted to walk you through this technique, because it is incredibly, incredibly powerful to be able to work with that energy. And it also helps you to release something that I think is extremely toxic and hindering to your current and your future life, which is fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety typically stem from your brain going, oh my gosh, this could happen. I'm afraid this is gonna happen. What if this happens? This happened to so-and-so. Could it happen to me? Is my current situation going to continue on this path and continue to happen if it's something that you don't want? Or maybe you do want it to continue happening. And then it's like, is this just gonna go away? So what happens when you start developing this relationship with your future frequency and your future self is it allows you to put some fears and anxieties to the side. It allows you to push that out and to focus more on substance an actual energetic frequency than a who knows if that'll ever happen thing. I deal with a lot of clients that I can tell you so many of them. Again, it's a famous saying, but their biggest fears and worries, they never happen, or they're not currently happening to them right now. I've asked a lot of people, is this a weird thing? Like people get worried about the apocalypse or the economy, or, you know, that's funny, but it's true. They worry about things collapsing and the world changing. Well, the world is changing. That's happening. And you're going to want to know about that as well, because I did a whole 5-day video series on my 5-day challenge on that. It was packed full of really good information about the world shifting and changing. So that's free. I'll leave a link for you on that as well. But it is changing, but it's not always changing for the worse. And that's why you want to get a grip on those fears and anxieties. And people don't realize what stress and anxiety does to their spiritual body and what it does, how it unfolds in your life. And so I'm going to do another video based on that. But for this one, I just wanted you to understand that this current moment in time is where all things stem from. It's where your health is stemming from, even if it's a past frequency. And that's, again, another time. So that's a healing show. And it's also where your future frequency stems from. So when you tune into yourself, you pull that stability energy into your now. You focus upon that and you stay very mindful and very in the present, which are two words I'm not super fond of, because everybody's like, be mindful, be in the present. And it's like, great, I need to understand a reason of why I need to be in the present, because I can think of a lot of things at one time. Most people, they're very smart and they can think of many different things. Their mind is always multitasking. And so it's hard to sometimes stay in the present. Well, understanding why you want to stay in the present and why you want to stay mindful, understanding that your frequency of now, your joy of now, you're relaxing in this moment, you're being focused in this moment, you being conscientiously chilling right now and conscientiously zenning out right now is moving that future frequency in that same direction. And when you can relax your brain and relax your body and be very mindful and grateful and have gratitude in your present, what happens, again, that adjusts your future frequency. So your future frequency becomes more grateful. It becomes more aligned. And when you're working with universal laws and you calm the body, you calm the mind, everything starts to flow very nicely. It starts to have this really nice, powerful movement instead of being stuck between blocks and bouncing off some resistant energy. So that would be another reason why you would want to stay very mindful in the present moment, is because once you zen out the body and the mind, everything starts to flow very powerfully. So then when you go, okay, I'm going to get to a happy place and imagine this being different. Now we're working powerfully with the universal laws. Like I said, we're not bouncing into resistant energy. If you're constantly thinking about tomorrow, you're bouncing into resistant energy most likely. Almost nobody is thinking about tomorrow going, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. They're mostly, now that does happen, don't get me wrong, and that's cool, and stay there if that's where you're at. But most people are like, oh, I need to get this done, and then I need to get that done, and what about this? They're mostly pushing worries and struggles and concerns into their future, into their tomorrow. We don't want that, because again, that your present is being created in the now, or your future is being created in the now. So if we spend our day looking into tomorrow going, oh, what about this? And I have to get this done. Well, that's what tomorrow is going to unfold like. You're going to feel exactly like that the next day, because that's where your future frequency is stemming from. So I know this can be a little bit confusing, but stop over and do the law of assumption meditation. leave a comment below. Tell me if you found this helpful, but also leave a comment on the Law of Assumption meditation and let me know if that helped you kind of line that out a little bit. Because I actually, again, walk you through a technique that helps you to merge with your future self and pull that energy in. And weirdly enough, I love this meditation. I cannot stand my voice, but I actually have listened to this meditation several times. I really enjoy it. I channeled very heavily with this meditation. And so that energy is absolutely coming through, and you'll feel it when you work with that. So if you like the show, make sure to subscribe, comment below. I check all my comments. If you found it helpful, do the like thumbs up button if you want to hear more based on this type of information. All right. Until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.